Welcome, welcome to this flustered update. Flustered because it's 1:45 in the morning gone, and technically it's day 3 on the canal boat, but I'm just doing a quick update to say that day 2 on the canal boat went as good as I could have hoped for. Because it was survey day, a guy called Dave, really nice guy, came along who loves his boats, knows his boats, and is happy to talk about everything boat, which meant I could learn some stuff. Did the survey and the boat safety certificate, even though I have a year left on it. I thought, well, it's every 4 years, I might as well get that done at the same time. And I've done just that. He went over using ultrasound on the hull and checked again. Gas and used gas sniffers and all kinds of stuff that made me feel that this boat was having a good and decent proper look over. You don't have to have a survey, but for in this case the bargain price of £450 for both the survey and the safety certificate, I have peace of mind, as much peace of mind as I could possibly have, being incredibly, I don't know, is it, I'll say nervous and excited still, just because I'm handing over such a large chunk of cash, the largest chunk of cash I've ever handed over for anything, because you don't buy a house cash. And there were some things that need doing on the boat, which is going to cost more money, but not a huge amount more money. It needs blacking and anodes, rudder bearing. It needs a shoe welded on the starboard stern, not an actual shoe, on the turn of counter along the sacrificial edge. I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. I just read that out of my notepaper, but it is an edge of metal on the right hand side, the starboard stern side of the hull, which has got a little bit thin, and it's just a simple welding of a strip of metal, and then there's some notches where the rudder's been banging against. That's just like a spot weld to fix. And my ignition switch on the Aldi boiler, not from the shop Aldi, it's ALDE. It keeps igniting the piezo to light the gas, unless I fiddle with the knob and put it in the right place so it doesn't do that. So that needs looking at, little things really. Then replacing the packing inside the stern gland, the all-important packing that stops the water coming into the boat and sinking it. The weed hatch needs a little bit of a clean and the lip resealed. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So that's quite good, believe me. The amount of things that can and probably will at some point go wrong on this boat, that's not bad. Of course, there's loads of other cosmetic things want to get fixed, and modifications like solar panels and all that kind of stuff. Eventually, at some point in the distant future, when I've once rediscovered what it is like to have money, because today I made a transfer of £25,000, the most I can transfer from my bank via the app. If you tried to do it over the phone, you can only do £10,000. So, yeah, harrowing, because that's kind of the emergency buffer, the money my grandmother gave me, that kind of thing that I thought, if anything goes wrong, at least got this emergency money. Now, if anything goes wrong, at least we can move on to the boat and sell the house. It's, at the moment, it's definitely leisure, writing retreat, great, because this particular place has zero signal. I probably have to walk up a cold wet hill to post this. And I'd like to run workshops, as I said before, but what a nerve-wracking day. Nerve-wracking just going and saying, okay then, where do you want the money, because it's a big deal. It really is. And it's, I know it's exciting, but you put yourself in my shoes. I mean, maybe everybody else would just be totally over the moon and totally excited, but I can't help but feel a little bit anxious and excited at the same time. And, I got to, you know, be on the boat as it went back into the water, and I even got to steer a canal boat
for the first time. Yes, I know I've bought a canal boat and never, ever piloted, driven, sailed one, whatever you say. And it's not easy. It's not easy. Going down to the bottom of the marina and then turning around, even with someone telling you exactly what to do. I can see how easy it is to fall in when you're not paying attention. You can't panic on these things. You can't do any sudden movements. You just have to, you know, be present. So, that's going to be another steep learning curve. But I'm safely moored, plugged into shore power. I've got lights on tonight, which makes a whole lot of difference. Last night I was so paranoid of turning the lights on and draining the batteries, but I hear now that you could probably run the batteries for a week, no problem at all. Oh, batteries are in good condition. Engine purrs like a kitten. There were so many things that the surveyor said that was nice about this boat. So that's exciting. So that's a little update, really. I technically am, I guess, the owner of this boat, but not legitimately or legally yet until all the paper is sorted. I've been working on the piece of wood just here, which has Thompson's Brewery written on it. Last night, between me and you, I did do the laps of the boat. I went anti-clockwise. Someone told me I've got to go anti-clockwise and supped a beer and renamed the boat unofficially while it was out of the water. And then I'll probably do a lap of the three laps of the gunnels tomorrow with the family present so we can all rename the boat together. And yeah, and it'll have its new name. And then I'll put this piece of wood somewhere in the technical term for in the hull of the boat on the inside. And I can't remember what that is. So, yes, and you meant, and it's got the date of how long it's been called Thompson's Brewery on this piece of wood as well. I think it's just meant to be symbolic and ward off all the demons, the evil demons of the deeps of the canals, probably shaped like a shopping trolley that comes and gets you if you don't do this kind of thing. So that's that. It's the early hours in the morning and I really need to sleep. And if you are really needing to sleep, I will say sweet dreams. And if you are awake and it's the daytime, have a great day. And forgive me for not sounding yay. I'm going to save that for a little bit later when I'm not smarting from spending so much cash and taking on such a huge responsibility. But I must thank Glenn LeSanto, who pointed out this canal boat to me, who told me that it will feel great being a part of a community of which I already feel a part of. And the moment I don't look like a newbie trying to navigate the waterways, I'll feel even more part of that community. And it is a different world out there, and I'm really looking forward to exploring that. And yes, I can feel the anxiety slipping away, dissolving, if you will, and the excitement at the thought of that adventure taking its place. Yeah. Good night, good day. Speak to you later.